I'm treading the wooden boards of the MDDA in Manchester. It stands for the Manchester Digital Development Agency. And it's really nice to be able to kind of ping my location coming off the train. And Adrian Slatcher, who's just walked in the room, says, "Hey, why don't you pop over?" Hi, Alan. I was just doing an audio boot, which is an audio recording, going to the interwebs about the MDDA and how it all of a sudden feels a little bit like a geek drop-in centre. As I ping myself coming off the train station, he's like, "Hey, pop by, use our massive bandwidth," which at the moment is 12 meg up, 32 meg down, but soon to be 100 both ways, I believe.
Yeah, so keep that quiet at the moment because we're still doing the tests and kind of bedding that in. But yeah.
Right, keep that quiet.
Just whisper. See
roughly what it is when it comes out. It might only be 80, you mean? What a disappointment.
No, it will be that 100. I mean, the PowerPoint for getting it in is part of the... We're doing a kind of next-generation broadband trial project up and down Oxford Road in Manchester. Mm. And one of the reasons why we put fibre in here already is because we're going to be demonstrating to people, you know, the benefits of having super huge fast broadband and what you can do with it. So these rooms here, which many people who've been to the MDDA will know, are currently on the existing kind of broadband connection.
Right.
But we're going to be switching those over to the next gen one, and they're doing lots of demos and examples of what people can do with it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I thrust the microphone under your face.
Yeah, no, it's great, really, because it's a great space. Anyone who's been here knows it's a great space. And we have loads of events for digital organisations and networks. And I think what we'll be looking for is good ideas, really.
Is this where the Manchester Social Media Cafe meet as well?
It isn't, actually, because it hasn't got that important thing that every social media cafe needs, i.e. it hasn't got a bar.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, because...
Usually meet at the
Hook or the Northern. Yeah, I don't know. I would actually be torn between massive bandwidth and a bar, because you can always go for a drink afterwards. Bars are normally noisy places.
It's a council premises, so I have to be careful.
Yeah, fair enough. What you're looking for, though, is some interesting, exciting, imaginative ideas as to how this place could be used and utilised, and how a big broadband could be kind of tested for maybe some future events. Am I right?
Well, I think so, yeah. The whole project is, it's a big project, but I think it's a case of build it and they will come, I think, in many ways. Because we haven't got fast broadband, really, in the UK, who knows what it's going to be used for, and I think that's the key thing. And there's lots going on in Manchester, in New Media City, the BBC move here. I believe there's a football match on tonight, but it's not in the city. There's loads of things, but I don't think we've got the football on the big screen here tonight, unfortunately, yeah.
You could be streaming it down the pipes at the rates that you've got. I find it refreshing to a certain extent when you look at the digital Britain project, how they say everybody will have 2 meg at the end of 2012, and that ties in nicely with Korea, who say they're going to have a gig at 2012. I'm still not really on a meg, still at home, so coming here and just imagining what you guys are going to have. Yesterday I was at the Open University, spoiled with 50 meg up and down, and it's not until you actually access, because we're mostly web-based nowadays, aren't we? Everything seems to live in a cloud. It's not until you access speeds like that that you realise how well your computer actually works. So,
what made me laugh about Christian last week, though, Alan, was we got to the event he was working with us at Birmingham, and the first thing he said was, "I actually need about 5 internet access passes because I've got so many internet-enabled devices."
I know, it is a bit weird. I have a problem at home, actually. Yeah. Every time I turn one thing on, it shoves something else off, and I found a problem yesterday. Where was I yesterday? Do you have any idea where? Oh, the Open University. No. And they had to give me so many passwords, and we were covering David Cameron's visit, and every time I tried to audio boo him, my N95 would kick me off, or my laptop would kick me off, so... It's nice here. I probably shouldn't say that it's open and no need for any of those silly login pages, because there are a ridiculous amount of web connections in the UK that won't work on some devices because you've got to open a browser, then you've got to put in your 56-digit hexadecimal nightmare in a tiny little keypad. So I think Manchester's leading the way in some ways,
There's a quote. Exciting things happening in the future here?
Yeah.
It's top secret by the looks of things.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, the fibre stuff that we're putting in place in this office is just part of that 2-year project, so trial, you know. I mean, after, depending on how the project goes, you know, 2 years later, it's public funding, we might not have that anymore. But the point of the project is to prove kind of a business case for seriously upgrading the broadband infrastructure in the country, not just Manchester, obviously. Kind of selfish because we're Manchester. But yeah, it is like evidence, serious stuff to back up things like Digital Britain Report and kind of saying, well, you know, is 2 meg really enough and so on. I mean, the guy sat in the room over there, Sean Fenton, is the head of Manchester Digital, which is a trade association for new media companies in the Northwest.
Right.
And they kind of ran an unconference here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Digital
Britain unconference. So Sean would be a good person to talk to about what came out of that and what, you know, other people.
There's been some amazing unconferences around the whole Digital Britain thing. It's been pretty full on. Well, I'll be watching closely. If somebody wants to know whereabouts you are, what you're up to, where are you online, MDDA?
It's at manchesterdda.com. We are on Twitter, which is twitter.com/MDDA, but usually we're so busy, all that gets put out on there is like local events.
Have you got your own Twitter name?
I do, yes.
Okay, I'll find it. I know Adrian's is Adrian Slatcher.
Yes, indeed.
Spelled S-L-A-T-C-H-E-R. Good job you got a name badge on.
I thought that was very good, Christian. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
My pleasure.
And let's find out more later on.